My name is Josh Black. It is the 1st of October 2009. We're here in Trafalgar Square for One Another Project in association with the Wellcome Trust. Can I ask you to state your name, age, and where you're from, please?
Yeah. I'm Philip Francis. I'm from London, living in Holloway at the moment, and I'm 52 years old.
And how are you feeling today, Philip?
Yeah, pretty good. Not bad, thanks.
What has inspired you to take part in the Plinth Project?
Well, originally, when I saw it advertised, I was unemployed, and I thought it'd be certainly a good way to actually fill up a bit of time, but also because I try and do a bit of art myself, it's sort of an event I'd like to get involved in, really.
So you mentioned that you were unemployed. What has changed?
Absolutely nothing. I'm still unemployed since March, and but I fill my day every day with my blog, which keeps me going 7 days a week, really. It gets updated every day. I still do my art, doing my oils, my drawings. So I just fill my time doing my art stuff and surviving on the dole.
So what were you employed as before, prior to March?
An estate gardener. I used to work in advertising as a commercial artist, but I gave that up. I got fed up with advertising. Went into horticulture. And got qualified, done the rounds, and then up until March I was an estate gardener. But the company I worked for basically got sacked from their contract, and so that left me without a job. So I got made redundant along with 70% of the company. So it's quite fierce, really.
And how did you react to that unemployment?
I've been made unemployed before, so it's never nice, but I mean, you know, it wasn't a new experience.
You mentioned your art, so what have you always been interested in art and a practicing artist?
Yeah, well, like I say, I used to be a commercial artist in advertising, I needed to give it up and do my own stuff, really, which also involves doing a bit of poetry writing and a few other bits and pieces, really. Anything which is creative, I try and turn my hand to.
And what will you be doing up on the plinth?
Helping to tell the world about our intergalactic brethren that's out there, and the fact that aliens are interacting with the Earth, and getting the Earth ready for disclosure, which will be happening in the next few years.
Where do these beliefs stem from?
They're not so much beliefs. If you actually look at my blog, you can actually see it's all well documented. People, even a month ago, the Russian Navy disclosed all their incidents, including a incident when a Russian submarine was being chased by five blips. It was flying around the Atlantic, expecting it to be a US submarine. And after 5 days, they couldn't actually lose these blips, and so they surfaced. And when they surfaced, five flying saucers literally come out of the water after them and just flew off into space. Just to actually show the human race that, you know, the time is coming when, yeah, we've got to actually accept it's happening.
Tell us about your blog.
Well, the blog is like I say, it deals with both terrestrial and extraterrestrial affairs, and how the two come together and how they are coming together more and more so as we head towards 2012.
How long have you been writing the blog? How did you get into?
Well, I've always had an interest, and I've sort of written about 2012, which inspired a talk at the Astrological Lodge of London. This was last year. But the blog really come about because I had the time to do it because I got made unemployed. So, I mean, you could say that it was almost meant to be, you know, to actually give me the time to do it.
What is the significance of 2012?
The end of linear time. A lot of people, and there's even films being made about it being the end of the world, but that's purely Hollywood. It is the end of a 25,800-year period, and it was marked by the Mayans with their calendar, but it's also in loads of other ancient cultures as well, about this being a turning point for the world and humanity. And humans have got to grow up now after an adolescent period and become part of the galactic family or not, as the case may be.
And how did you find out about
this? I'm an astrologer, not professional, but I've been in astrology since the early 90s. So such things have always interested me. But it wasn't really worth getting into until December 2007, because then we hit the 5-year countdown to 2012. And it's at that point I started talking about it generally with my friends and colleagues, who all thought I was mad. But 18 months later, they're beginning to actually see that maybe I was not quite so mad after all.
You mentioned that it wasn't worth it before December 2007.
No, I mean, a lot of people were talking about it earlier than that, but it was such a way into the distance that it wasn't really worth talking about. It's only once we hit the 5-year countdown that it was actually worth talking about, and then that's when all the UFO phenomena really mushroomed. And since especially June this year, the summer solstice this year, 3.5-year countdown now, that it's really, really mushroomed. Even last year, the Pope's astronomer from the Vatican actually released a press statement saying that it's okay to believe in aliens and they're all God's children. So even on the official line coming from the Vatican, everyone is gearing up for what they already knew, and it's just a case of telling the rest of the world without panicking them.
So what is going to happen in 2012?
Well, the way I see it, I mean, it's still open to conjecture, but the way I see it is the fact that we are having to get used to the fact that we are not alone in the universe. I mean, within the last couple of weeks, they've talked about water being on the moon as well as being on Mars, which shows that water is throughout the actual universe, which means life must be throughout the universe as well. So everything that is now being released to the public is gearing up to this point where the humans are going to have to accept the fact that we are not alone, and we're going to have to curb our warring ways, because it's humans who are exceptionally violent. We've got to learn a more peaceful way if we are wanting to interact with the good guys out in the universe.
And in 2012 specifically, you mentioned why that year, how...
Well, it's... That particular date and time when it actually happens, the sun enters Capricorn on that day at 13 minutes past 11 in the morning on the 21st of December 2012, that is the actual time when the sun actually conjuncts with the centre of the galaxy. And an increase in gravitational waves, all sorts of things will affect the Earth. At the moment, NASA just released an article about the fact that the whole solar system at the moment is being bombarded by cosmic rays, an excess of them. The effects are being felt as we approach this point. It's such a big cycle, 25,800 years. It's a big one.
And you mentioned that when you first got interested, family and friends thought you were a little crazy, but now they're coming around. How has that reaction been to you generally from people? And you mentioned again that it's changing.
Well, I still think I'm mad, but not so anymore, because they can't ignore what's going on out there in the world either. These things are happening, and they're now watching with more interest, shall we say, because they are seeing what's being released out there. I mean, every day in the blog I have something to write about or stuff to report, whereas up to June I was maybe doing 3 or 4, 5, 6 reports a week. Since we hit June and the summer solstice, I'm now doing 4 or 5 reports a day. It's just going mad. And it's all out there. In America, something like 60%, 70% of the population, because it's gone on a lot stronger out there, because they have the nuclear weapons and they have the power in the world, they're all accepting it now as fact. and it's just the rest of the world who's where the information has been suppressed is now having to catch up.
And if, say, nothing happens in December 2012, have you thought about...
Well, it's not a case of nothing happening, because it is happening. I mean, I can show it to you now. I can sit you down on a computer and I can show it to you now. So even if nothing mega happens on that particular day at that particular minute, the fact that it's happening now generally in a 25,800-year cycle, it is happening.
So tell me about how you got interested, how these issues were brought to your attention.
Well, I was always interested in aliens and such like from a kid. When I was really young, it was part of my growing up, which my family found a bit weird and just thought it was science fiction and such like. And so I didn't really used to talk that much about it, only a certain few people. But we now I can do quite openly, because it is such an open subject and becoming more open. So it's always been there. It's just that now is the time to talk about it.
How would you personally feel about direct contact with extraterrestrials?
Well, I'm hoping one lands tonight. That'd be great, wouldn't it? But you know, I'm waiting to shake their hands, you know, providing the good ones come along. Because we also have to realise we live in a multi-dimensional universe. Quantum mechanics say this, and in esoteric astrology it says this, says there's 49 Earths. So we're looking at multi-dimensional beings as well as people on our dimension. So life can get very, very interesting, one expects, over the next few years especially.
You mentioned the good ones.
Yeah, well, there's lots of discussion about what is good and what is bad, and whether there are bad ones. But this is still open to conjecture, and everyone who's into this around the world and researching it, everyone's got their own ideas. Everyone is putting their information on what they know, what they've experienced and who they've talked to out into the open field. And yeah, we're just hoping that there's going to be more good ones than bad ones, if there are bad ones. But again, it's still, we know we're going to have to wait and see what happens, really. Because at the end of the day, it's humans who are exceptionally violent. We'll have to wait and see.
When you applied to the project, you had to describe yourself in 3 words.
Yeah, what did I... almost human, something like that, I said. I've always been into aliens, so, and because of what I'm doing tonight. I thought it was very appropriate. Because I've always had an alien way of thinking about me.
Could you elaborate on that slightly?
I suppose because it's always been part of my consciousness since I was, before I can remember. My mind has always been out there in the galaxy. Thinking about such things, waiting for the day when it would happen, when we could actually sit down and chat and talk with these beings, which obviously are going to think totally different from humans. Just because we've evolved this way doesn't mean they're going to be evolving the same way. So it's going to take quite a shift in consciousness for most people. Because you can imagine if we evolved from apes, either naturally or by genetically being engineered, it doesn't mean that an alien from another planet is going to necessarily also evolve from an ape. It could have evolved from any number of animals, you know, because we got 98% the same DNA as a mouse, you know, so it could literally be, we could be meeting anything. I mean, there's talks of being insects who have evolved. There's talk of reptilians evolving. Expect the unexpected.
Who or what would you say is important in your life right now?
At the moment, it is, the most important thing is doing the blog and actually... now having the time and the right place and the right time in in my life to actually talk about this. And that is, I suppose, the most important thing in my life at the moment.
And do you have any people coming along tonight to support you?
I've got some friends coming from the Astrological Lodge of London coming along. And hopefully they will come along. But obviously being a graveyard slot and midweek, there wouldn't be as many as if it was during the day and the weekend. So it's a case of purely seeing who turns up on the in an hour's time or so, or half an hour's time.
Is there anything else that you would like to say before going up about yourself or what you'll be doing up there?
Well, I'm just doing a mock-up of making the plinth into an embassy for the star system Sirius, just to actually highlight the fact that we are getting into a stage where we're going to have to interact with the rest of the galaxy and the rest of the universe.
That's great. Well, thank you very much indeed.
That's okay.